taste it, smell it, wash it round your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again. Welcome to Chip and Andy's World of Nonsense. Chew fucking chew. They said it could never be done.
So this week, Chip,
yep.
I haven't made you any food.
No.
And I have no biscuits.
I know. I'm very, very disappointed. But I am having a delicious pucker-free ginger tea.
Ginger.
Very, very, Oh, smells as good as it tastes.
Was it three gingers?
Three ginger. I can only really taste one ginger, not going to lie.
I don't know how you would taste the difference between three separate gingers in one tea.
I've never been ginger tasting, to be honest. Well,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds a bit. Oh, maybe I have. Yeah, no, it is. It's really nice, but it's a little bit bitter.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay,
tea, ginger and a bit of bitter, I think. So forget the food. If you work for Pucker, I think you need to sweeten up your free ginger tea, I believe.
I don't think they're the same, Pucker pies and Pucker teas, you know.
I loved Pucker pies. You know, when I was at uni,
tell me you were the Pucker pies legend.
That's what they used to call me, Mr. Pucker Pie. Here he comes. How many Pucker pies will it be for this time, Mr. Chip?
They called me the Bishop of Fray Bentos.
Ceremony for you every year.
And here stands Andrew Pennell, the Bishop of Fray Bentos Pies.
Hey, do you know they're impossible to get? We had this discussion last week.
They are impossible. We should revisit it right now because they are really hard to get into.
I literally went to the corner shop to get a new tin opener when I was at my girlfriend's house. We couldn't get into it. Literally had to throw the pie away after hacking it.
Yeah, I did that. I hacked away of it as if it was some sort of corpse from a horror film. Yeah,
it was dangerous.
And do you know what? I've actually had a few fights with a Fray Bentos pie. This sounds pathetic, but hear me out. Yeah, I did the same. I did not want to get defeated, so I put the whole. So I cut my hand on a bit of the sharp metal I'd sort of stabbed away at. It sounds demented, but it was true. And then I put it in the oven, and when I took it out, I forgot it was, you know, boiling hot. So I nearly burnt both my hands off.
Crikey.
But I did eat it, and it was horrible.
I bet, yeah, because if you don't get them right,
you're in deep trouble.
You get them, they're a slimy mess,
exactly.
Aren't they?
Exactly. Who is the man? Obviously, Mr. Bentos, Frey. Why do you make them so hard to get into?
I don't know.
Pucker pie, on the other hand, yep. A simple four-angled cardboard box.
Nice and easy.
You can get it for 99p.
Slide it right out,
stick it right in. It comes in a little sort of seat, a little sort of bucket tin.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. You can put that on the plate.
That's it.
Delicious.
Nice. I was just thinking then, actually. Do you know clowns?
Yeah.
Like, they get their phone pies and they pie each other.
Yeah, but yeah.
Imagine Fray Bentos is someone.
Oh, man.
That could be a wrestling move.
You could get arrested.
Wait,
I think.
What would the wrestler be called whose special move was a Fray Bentos to the face?
Pie chops. I don't know.
Pie chops.
Mr. Pie Chops. Thing is, are we doing this? Is this like a sort of like another version of Happy Slammin'? Do you do it with like an unopened Fray Bentos?
Yeah, an unopened Fray Bentos.
That's a lot of broken noses.
Or if you're particularly mad and you really want to go in, you can do it with a frayed, half severed, tried to open but couldn't open it one. Then you're getting cut to bits.
Yeah, or getting cut to bits. Or you could have it like some sort of steaming hot Fray Bentos to the face. Like but like I said, but you had an oven mitt, so that would be awful, wouldn't it?
Imagine that, like, because you know when it gets cooked, it's got the hard, lovely crust on the top, and then the molten insides are underneath. Imagine that straight in your
face.
Like
literally liquid lava all over your face.
Oh, crap.
That would burn your face clean off, wouldn't it?
It would be like Face Off.
Yeah, it would. Forget John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. You'd have pie chops and some random bloke round the corner.
Oh, talking of John Travolta, an advert came on the other day for Saturday Night Fever. I realised I'd never watched that film.
Do you know what? I don't think I have either.
Should we watch it?
I think we should. In the nude.
Why are we in the nude?
Well, it'd just be hot, wouldn't it? I think anything like Grease, Saturday Night Fever, and he did another one, didn't he? Obviously, not Face Off.
He's done lots of films.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like that era. He did the like sexy, dancey sort of films.
I don't know. Was it recently? Was he in Mamma Mia? Is that one of his?
Was he in that?
I don't know.
He's aged badly, like him, doesn't he? Because when he was younger, obviously, when he was. Is it Danny? What's his name? Danny in Greece. He's Danny in Greece. Isn't
yeah,
he?
Danny. Yeah, I don't know.
Danny something. Danny, like, hey, come on, Danny. Hey, wise guy. No.
Fuck off.
I'm joking.
Right. But, that is an extra addition to the David Dickinson fun. Now, every time Chip does the wise guy's joke,
hey, wise guy.
it's a tenor.
No, but he was in those. When he's in his films, he's obviously a good looking, very, very good looking, slender man, isn't he? But now he's aged badly.
I think he's done a lot of.
He's got the jowls, isn't he? I think he's done a lot of, like. Yeah, but he's done Botox, but I think it's like. Gone backwards, yeah. He's done reverse Botox. He looks like a sweet potato you've left in the oven for 3 hours and forgot about it.
That is such a horrible thing to say. Imagine he heard you say that.
Yeah. I mean, he obviously probably listens to this podcast, so I'm sorry, John.
Yeah.
He does look...
Jono.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say I've aged badly, but he has aged particularly badly. Out of, you know, the celebs. We could do that. Maybe we could do that as another episode. We could just go through celebs and sort of corner off who's aged the worst.
Oh, that'd be pretty. That'd be quite a special episode. Cause there's a few.
There is a few, isn't there? Yeah. There is a few.
Not to talk badly about one of the queens of hip hop, but Lil Kim.
Oh my god! Yeah, she has actually. Because I actually watched that Biggie film not too long ago, and the lady that plays that actress is rather nice.
Yes.
But Lil Kim, I think I think obviously being a male, I think I googled Lil Kim afterwards, you know, just to see what she looked like. And Jesus Christ, I was.
Well, I mean, she was very attractive back in the day.
Yes, but
she just looks bizarre now, doesn't she?
She does look very bizarre. Talking of bizarre, I had a really bizarre night last night. I don't know what, I've been a bit weird recently. I guess it's lockdown, isn't it? But
yeah.
I mean, I played. Do you remember Slender Man? Do you remember that was going around years ago?
When I hear Slender Man, what I think of is trees with hands.
It's sort of like, well, what?
No, like a film where there's like
trees and hands. Yeah,
like Groot running around.
It's a little bit like that. So it's this big, tall, weird sort of ghoul in a suit. But basically, you go around. I don't know why I was playing this last night. I put a few bets on the horses and then played Slender Man.
God. Oh, no.
I'm having a bit of a crisis,
was that
I think.
A good Saturday night for you?
Yeah, it was.
Did any horses come in?
Yeah. I was throwing a few dollars, put some money on the horses.
Smoking a few darts.
And then I was sucking on a few darts and all. My word. Do you know what? Yeah, I do. Looking back a bit, it sounds pathetic. But yeah, I was playing... Obviously, I'm quite a strange person anyway. But I was playing Slender Man. I was thinking, this actually is terrifying. It's such a weird game. So
I don't know what it is.
You walk around this massive wooded area, right? But the sound design's amazing. And it's like... And then you collect the page. You've got to get these 8 pages. And basically, if you see this figure, if you look at it for long enough, it just runs at you and gets you and you're done. You start again. So it's horrible, right? So you've got to look away. But, you know, but it's like, that's the hard thing, isn't it? Like, horror and everything. When you see it, you want to keep your eyes on it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
You're supposed to look away and then you've got to run off. But then every time you collect more pages, the thud... Boom, boom. I'm going to add this in post.
Yeah, okay,
the sound design's
going
to be delicious. You're going to actually imagine you were there in that very woods. But yeah, so you're walking around and you collect these pages, then this figure is coming after you.
Right, so that does sound pretty good, actually.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's a sort of thing that I think back in the day you did a reaction video. You recorded yourself playing it.
Okay.
But it is pretty darn freaky.
This is a IT school times PC game. Is that what you're talking about?
So, it's a bit older than
that. Like slime football.
Yeah. Christ, it's not that old. Jesus. Slime football.
Slime football.
I remember playing that.
Yeah, so...
That was decent, actually, wasn't it? That's all I used to do in ICT. Play those games and then just watch Skate Bells. Do you remember that? Like, just
skate
people
bales.
Honestly, I would cry.
Oh, what?
So
people
hard.
Falling off
people,
skateboards?
Yeah, like, all badly.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Seriously hurting themselves.
Yeah. You weren't happy unless there was broken bones.
Yeah, you needed it. Yeah, and there were some horrible ones as well.
Wait a sec. So, one thing that's confused me is that you called me yesterday asking whether you could borrow my drill.
Yes.
So you could put your dartboard up, but you said you were playing darts.
Yes.
Where was the dartboard?
At the moment, we're playing sofa darts.
So what, you're putting it on the sofa?
We've just propped it up on the sofa. To be honest, I'm not even lying. It actually works quite well. But obviously, you get a sofa dart, you have a few sips of your drink. We're playing like Killer and sort of Around the World. But yeah, we are literally playing. Do you know what? This could be a new game. This could be... Okay. I've been looking for new business ventures, haven't I?
Here we go.
Sofa darts. So it's fun, it's wacky, it's crazy. You don't need a drill.
No.
Although, can I still borrow your drill? Because yes. Obviously our sofa is covered in holes now.
Yeah, it is.
And soon to be our wall covered in holes.
I've heard stories about your sofa as well. I'm not happy about them.
Yes.
I am not happy about them. If you ever go to Chip's house, don't sit on the sofa, all right?
Yeah, it is horrible. Yeah, I do. Yeah, there is. If that sofa could tell a story.
Do you know what it would say?
If it could sing a song.
Do you know what it would say? It would go,
yeah, get me out of here, please. Yeah, someone said the other day they want to bring one of those blue, you know, like sort of those blue light things. You can see the.
Well, I wasn't going to go into why it's horrible, but you've just told everyone now. I'm trying to preserve your innocence here.
It's not just me. Well.
Well, anyway. I mean, that was in a house with four lads, right?
Yeah, exactly. Numerous lads, numerous times, numerous fun. The thing is, it is a really nice. That aside, it is a lovely sofa. It is a lovely sofa. Andy, it is a lovely sofa, though, isn't it?
Well, I can't look at it the same way anymore. I can remember the first time I went round, actually, and I said, "Well, that's a nice sofa."
Yeah, exactly.
And I sat down; it was nice, but now I can't enjoy it anymore.
No, true.
Whereas what you're sat on right now, there's nothing to worry about.
Well.
Lovely. The only thing that's been spilled on here is teas during the podcast.
I mean, I thought my weekends were wild, but Andy's obviously, yeah, Jesus. I mean, to be honest though, without sounding even more gross, my bed's horrible at my old place, wasn't it? But my new bed's lovely. But my bed was horrible at my old place, and it is comfier than the bed, my sofa. I'm not saying that means anything of what we've just been talking about, but
but it does, doesn't it? Sorry, Chip. I'm trying to see if we got any.
What
new,
is going on?
I'm trying to see if we got any new reviews, and I keep accidentally playing Rob's brilliant intro.
Yeah, it is a brilliant intro.
Right, here we go. Sorry to interrupt you there, mate. All right, have we got any new?
It was a really serious one. Like what one you'd like imagine to see on like the Science Podcast Weekly with Graham Thomas. This week on the Science Podcast Weekly, we'll be talking about atoms. Are they good? Are they bad? How many can you connect?
How many can you... No, I won't go there.
You were going to say fit in somewhere, weren't you?
I don't know.
How many can you fit inside your lunchbox?
Yes,
see?
Lunchbox.
Don't do any smut here.
Actually, just quickly, because we might do this another time. Give me your top... school lunchbox legends. Ooh. Items that you'd be like,
well,
gassed.
Well, I don't want to sort of make this really boring, but because my mum is a hygienist, my lunchbox was always just like fruit and sandwiches. Yeah,
okay.
Very healthy. But a good friend of mine, Connor Took, used to have literally the lunchbox of dreams.
Oh, really?
He'd have like mini Mars, mini Milky Ways.
Oh, no way.
Oh, Snickers, like knickknacks. Kit Kats, enough Kit Kats.
If you got name brand,
fill a boot bag.
If you got name brand crisps, you were.
Oh yeah, 100%. I always get I absolutely love. I'd always get the Asda ones.
Yeah, same.
And yeah, Golden Wonder, wasn't it? Golden Wonder's genius. You get a whole bag. I think you used to get 32 packs of crisps for like a quid.
Yeah, literally.
I'd love it.
I remember. I'll give you my two favourite ones.
Crisp sandwich.
No. I mean, I would put my crisps in a sandwich
always.
If I had crisps.
No matter what the filling.
It
I don't care
matter.
What filling's in there. I'm stuffing them right in.
Could be corned beef. Get it in there.
Ooh.
I do like corned beef.
I love corned beef.
I do like corned beef.
It's absolutely disgusting and probably like the most processed bit of food ever.
Yep.
But it is delicious.
Oh,
isn't
it's
it?
Delicious. Yeah, absolutely. I would say cheese string twisters.
Ooh.
That was a treat.
Huge.
A proper treat.
Yeah.
And then the other one, which kind of goes into the school tales. I won't tell you the tale about it now, but it was a Froob.
Oh, yes. Thing
tubes
is...
Tubes of yogurt.
You would literally... You'd put it in your mouth, wouldn't you? And like, you'd grab it at the base.
Yeah.
And you'd slowly pull... You'd slowly sort of grind it up into one's mouth, wouldn't you? And you'd get all of the goodness.
Yes.
And that isn't sexual. That is just how delicious those yogurts were.
You did have to pinch it at the bottom.
You did have to pinch it at the base. You ever said that, Andy? You ever said to someone, "Oh, that's lovely, but I'd rather you start from the base."
I literally don't know what you're referencing there, but I'm going to say, yeah, lads.
I don't even know what I'm referencing. Who am I,
usually
whilst
I was having
kidding?
A beer.
Who am I kidding? Froobs were lovely. Although, I used to always get it on my jumper.
Well, that was... Actually, I'll tell you the story.
Yeah,
this,
hit me up.
This was it. It wasn't actually the drinking them that we enjoyed, what we used to do.
Hang on, drinking them? Still eating, isn't it?
Well, it's...
Drinking a yogurt?
Yeah, you drink it.
You're sucking up the liquid goodness, but it's not
sucking
it.
You don't suck up a mashed potato, do you?
It's like mashed potato, but in a sort of liquid form.
Liquid, so you drink.
Okay, all right.
So we've just proved that. All right, you twat. All right, but anyway, so you get get your froob. So anyone who had a froob, we'd all get together. You rip them off the top. Mm-hmm. You stand at the top of some stairs. You put them on the floor. And then as people are coming up,
you stamp on it, yeah.
Because that white shit would not come out.
It was horrible. It was like something from like Area 51, wasn't it? It was like an alien slime on you. Like, mate. It would sort of like... And it would make that horrible sort of like circumference around the stage, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And dry.
Yeah.
Did you ever used to peel off the dry goodness and eat it?
No.
Oh, no. Oh.
So were we giving up?
I used to do it by purpose.
Oops.
Oops. I'm going to save that for later.
I've got this image of one of your teachers going, "Oh, Chip, you've got it on your jumper again. Yeah. Come here. Oh. Come here.
Wait, you got it on your jumper again. It hasn't dried yet. Let me have a go on it." I think that would be quite worrying if I went to school and that happened, wouldn't it? Be arrested for that these days.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Well, actually, do you know there was actually a case of noncery at my school?
Was there?
Mm.
Male or female?
Male.
What, male teacher on female?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When? What year?
This was when I went to...
Was it one of those? Was it one of those when it was like a secret relationship though?
Yes.
Ah.
And he was married.
Oh, naughty boy.
With his wife on the school grounds.
On the school... Hang on, was he the janitor? Lived on the school grounds?
It was a posh school. I went to posh school, didn't I, first?
Yeah, but isn't that the... That's got to be the janitor, hadn't it?
No, loads of them did. They get cheaper accommodation.
Cheaper accommodation?
I don't know.
Oh, my word.
But either way, like...
That is good gossip, isn't it?
That is hot.
God, hang on, that isn't noncery, though, is it? Because how old was she?
Well, I think the girl was 16, so like...
Sweet 16.
But, I mean, obviously he got fired, and I assume his wife left him.
She might have thought that was hot.
Yeah, well,
nice. Nice. Jesus, 16, that is young though, isn't it? Christ.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is all stuff that I've heard, but apparently it did actually happen, yeah.
Who was he? Was he like sort of like, was he like the man about town? Like the PE teacher or something? Because usually
no,
that,
he did.
It?
He used to help with rugby and that.
Oh. and female netball, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Christ.
Something was amok.
Yeah, something certainly was amok. Yes.
Yeah, that's a very dark and twisted story, that one.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I bet it gets a lot darker and twisted. But we shouldn't go into that in this podcast.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
This isn't a crime podcast.
Yeah. This week on Chip and Andy's Uncovered.
We are going to do that at some point, aren't we?
We are, actually. I put together a few notes. It could get really juicy, that episode. It'd be like an hour feature.
Oh, yeah.
Proper story. So we'll have to rehearse it and stuff like that. So that's the sort of thing we do for you guys.
That's it. That's the kind of effort we put in. And Chip, the king of the preparation, this week has told me he has two full pages on Microsoft Word, Times New Roman, size 39 font.
Basically just two titles.
Yeah.
And I love a bit of prep, me, don't I? I love a bit of prep.
Nowadays, you are very diligent. You didn't used to be, but you've learned your lesson.
I think I just stumbled a bit on the old conspiracies. Rest in peace, lest we forget.
I would rather forget.
Yeah.
But actually, before we get into this section, let's actually do what we never do and play the jingle at the right time.
Oh, these chips are boiling hot.
No, they're not.
Yeah. That was the right time. That felt right, didn't it?
It did feel right.
That felt really good.
I feel like our flow has been wonderful today. We've been meandering.
We have, and I do apologise. I'm sort of wearing hot pants.
Yeah, you are. I mean, Chip's got his rather muscular legs out right now with a couple of lovely tattoos.
Yes, they are delicious tattoos. The worst tattoos of all time.
They are the worst tattoos of all time. Yeah.
They were free though.
Actually, so no, they're not. Because a friend of mine follows a account called The Snake Pit on Instagram, and that is terrible tattoos.
Is it?
Oh, they're gold. You should follow it.
I need
they're
to send these.
Way
in.
Worse.
Thing is, the worse than this.
Yeah, because I mean, they're not. I mean, they're fine.
Yeah, they're not offensive.
Yeah, like one of them's what, like a hand. The other one's
some sort of King
Ram's skull
sort of weird,
or something.
It was actually off defont.com. I mean, you can't get any sadder than that, can you? That was from defont.com.
Oh, legendary website.
Yeah, legendary website.
Legendary.
I wouldn't think anyone would get a tattoo from it though. I wouldn't recommend that, but
no.
Yeah, there you go. So this week, Andrew.
Oh, quickly, just before we do, a very quick aside. Did you see my Instagram story on the Order Nonsense Instagram yesterday?
I did indeed.
Russell.
And it is this
Russell.
And that is a call out to everybody, by the way. If you see Russell Hobbs, you send it in and you will get on the story.
Yes, send us
we
a
want
video.
More. We want you guys to send stuff in because you do send stuff in, which is great. But send anything in. We will put it up. We want this. We want the nonsense to be spread.
We do.
Far and wide. Far and wide. Spread it.
Spread them, boy. Spread them. Oh, get on your knees and spread them. Oh. Spread that nonsense.
Oh, my God. But I don't wanna.
Yeah. I'm putting this big, thick lump of nonsense right inside you, boy.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
Lord.
What we want, though. Not like that, but in people's ears.
I think we need to look at how we're spreading nonsense, maybe. It needs to be a bit more...
Less aggressive.
More friendly.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like some nonsense, sir?
Hello, sir. Would you like a nonsense? No, I'm going to get you on your knees now, boy.
Oh, crikey.
So,
yes, hot or not this week, Chip?
Action heroes and villains.
Are they hot or not?
Absolutely hot.
Hot.
Hot, because Andrew's favourite films are action films, correct?
Incorrect. As you well know, because we've already discussed them.
I jested on the phone that Andrew's favourite film was The Expendables 2. I generally thought that was your...
I literally, actually... Swear on my life, haven't watched it.
I thought that was yours and Rob's film. That has got Rob's name written all over it, hasn't it?
It's got like, I'm not tarnishing Rob's
name.
He's
got like Stallone in it, Arnie.
All of them.
Mickey Rourke, yeah. Jason Statham,
yeah.
Bruce Lee. Yeah. It's got everybody that Rob loves in there. And you. I
Terry
thought
Crews.
You, Terry Crews. Is he in it?
I think so. Well, I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had. I swear.
I told you I hadn't seen the
I swear
one.
You went to the cinema to see it and parted with £17 each to see it at View Extreme.
Absolutely not.
Well, anyway, I thought that we could talk about villains, but in funny situations. Situations they wouldn't normally be in.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to go first, Andrew? Who's your favourite?
I mean, that you gave me heroes. So I've got heroes and you've
got
villains.
I did. Yeah, so give me one of your heroes.
You chose the better side of the coin.
I did indeed, because I tell you what now, not just Bond films, but any action film is only as good as the villain. And that's,
I would agree with
that. Is a quote from Simon Shergold.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I've chosen...
And let me just add this, by the way. That actually isn't my quote.
That is Chip's quote.
I wish. It's my dear friend Ashley said it once, and I said, do you know what, Ash? You're bang on. That is actually very true, isn't it?
Would Ash have had a go at you if you didn't put that caveat in there?
I don't know if his quote, but I remember I just heard him say it once and thought, do you know what? That's probably the only true thing he's ever said.
Oh,
so.
Right. Big up, Ash. So what I did is I went through and I chose my six of my favourite action heroes.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit off key, some of them.
Mm.
And I've chosen them in specific films, except for one of them. And one of them is not a film, it's like a series.
Yeah.
But it's still very much action.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, right. So... The only one that I didn't write notes for is what I'm going to start with. and it's Nicolas Cage in Con Air.
Oh, the goat. Yeah.
Hey, you gotta get us off this plane.
Who are you trying to do?
That's Nicolas Cage, man. He's like, I sort of gruff voice Keanu Reeves. Please, he's always struggling.
Always struggling, isn't he? I mean, that is bad, but
in that film. Well, he's got a southern accent in that film.
He's like, sup, yeah, he's like that in it, isn't he?
Yes.
He's like, come on, man, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I gotta get off this plane and see my daughter.
Yes.
And my wife. I love them both dearly.
Number two, and this is in any film, actually. Yeah. And he's not always an action hero, but he kind of is.
Yeah.
And it's Denzel Washington.
Oh.
And the reason I haven't chosen a specific film is because the reason I love Denzel Washington in these films is because they always start with him opening scene shagging the sexiest bird you've ever seen.
Bang down,
literally.
Put that out.
And he's just... Hey,
you guys, are you finished in there? Shut up!
He doesn't do anything. He literally, he's just... The opening 5 minutes is him sat in bed smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And she'll go... He's like, oh, I've got to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, and she, all you'll do is she will get up naked and you'll be looking at her like... Fuck! Where do these women exist?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Denzel's just like,
Denzel's like, hey, that's my lady. Yeah. He's like, hey, bitch, I've got my nut, and now I'm off. She's like, Denzel, we're gonna go to the movies later. No, bitch, no, I got my nut. I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here, man.
The best example of that is that film where he's the pilot. What's that, Airplane? Is it Airplane? Is that what it's called?
Airplane. What, the comedy?
No. No, the one where he lands the plane upside down.
I've never seen that.
Best opening scene of all
that
time.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he shagging someone whilst he's landing the plane upside down?
No, he's a drunk pilot, but he saves everyone on the plane, but he's drunk. So then in the post investigation,
he gets done in.
He gets done for being drunk.
Well, it shouldn't be drunk driving a plane. Imagine you turn up on holiday.
No, but he saved everyone.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But it's...
That would be good. So what about Denzel Washington as your EasyJet sort of... That's how low he's got in life.
Worry, I've got some scenarios for Denzel. Don't you worry. We'll get to those.
Does this sound like it, by the way? Hey, man, I've got my nut.
nothing like the coolest man to have ever lived.
He's like, motherfucker, I want to land this plane my nut.
Stop ruining the coolest man of all time.
Oh my word. Oh
Christ, right. Another one that I've chosen is Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man, because I had to get in a traditional,
a bit childlike
superhero one. Why is that childlike?
Well, Iron Man.
The reason.
Oh my God.
The reason that I've chosen Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man.
What a happy meal with that.
The reason that I've chosen Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man is because once you're done with work, yeah. Robert Downey Jr.'s fucking calling up Leonardo DiCaprio and Chris Brown. You're getting on a plane.
Yeah, you
and
are.
You're getting fucked up and doing some serious shit.
With Denzel.
Yeah, obviously Denzel will be there. Obviously Denzel will be. Didn't even need to say it.
No, exactly.
Of course he'll be there.
You got women up there, drugs,
everything,
liquor,
everything.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
That's why.
Oh, because he's like it's Tony Stark, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's like Batman, isn't he? In the sense of like he's no one knows he's Iron Man, or is that not correct? I don't know.
No, people know he's Iron Man.
Oh, okay, so he can't...
I don't really watch
it. Can't take the suit off. I thought you did watch it, because it's your favourite film, isn't it, Iron Man?
No, I did not say that. You are making things up. I've chosen six characters that I like as action heroes.
Oh, true, sorry.
You fucking twat. Do you know what the problem is, listeners at home?
Yeah.
The problem is... Shut up! Listeners at home, is that Chip actually gets caught out with these things, so he has to make them up about me. Yes, he has to imagineer.
I mean, I do like to some get pretty me back. Suspect films, not gonna lie.
Right, here's another one which is totally off key.
Yeah,
but again, I have a good reason for it before you fucking clown me.
Okay, come on.
Ryan Gosling in Driver.
Oh, I mean,
because he'd stamp your head to pieces to. Just to save you, and he'd make it look sexy with a sweet 80s synth background.
That music is amazing, isn't it?
Amazing. Best soundtrack.
You know what is great is, I mean, I used to do it, obviously, in my KA. I couldn't have been anything less than Ryan Gosling. I was literally the absolute bargain bucket you find in a petrol station of Ryan Gosling.
Well, Ryan Gosling.
But I put that music on when I was driving back from like London or something, and I was there, Andy.
You felt like
I was there. Yeah.
Ryan Gosling's got this incredible satin scorpion driver's jacket, and you've got a tweed Marks and Spencer's cardigan.
He's got those thick leather driving gloves as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love him to strangle me.
Oh God! But,
I think a lot of females would as well.
Well, that's partly why he's made my list. Right. So the next one. There's two more. Damian Lewis as Captain Richard Winters in Band of Brothers.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Are you serious?
No, I know.
Without a doubt, hands down,
yeah,
by
everyone
far
says it's
the
brilliant.
Best thing I've ever watched.
Everyone says it's brilliant. Do you know, I just haven't come around and watched it yet.
I've watched it about eight
Everyone says it's amazing. I need to watch it. I just haven't seen it yet.
It's the best thing you ever watched. I will be surprised if you don't agree that it's the best thing.
Better than Game of Thrones for me, do you think?
See, I'm not a big Game of Thrones fan, so...
Yeah, I mean, Game of Thrones, obviously, we're not going to get into that now, because we haven't got 12 hours to spare, but... I will give it... Do you know, I'm going
to
put that on my... I made a little
watch
list. You've
got to do it. It's so good.
Do you know, I've got so much... I'm really behind at the moment. Don't know what's wrong with me, Andy. I need to watch a lot of stuff.
But just because you haven't watched it, he is the captain... where he starts low down the ranks and works his way up.
Oh, okay, sort of like a underdog story.
No.
What's his name?
Nothing,
Sergeant Winter Peters.
To do with that.
My name's Sergeant Winter
Peters.
Don't
mug this. Rob will kill you if you mug this guy off.
I'm Sergeant Winter Peters, riding my jeans are real tight.
This film's too serious for you to take the piss out of it, I'm afraid.
I got really tight jeans on. I used to listen to Linkin Park, okay?
There's some very cross people listening to you right now, aren't you?
Pepper Roach is my second favourite ever band. Right, go on.
And that's the John Wayner's way.
Is that the sort of thing he does? He does. I can imagine. He does it. He shoots.
Because you've got to listen to me, or you won't understand.
He shoots someone from long range, and someone goes, "My word, that's the John McPeters way." Is that what?
while he's
sucking on a Werther, is that the sort of bloke he is?
But no, basically, he is the best man. If you could choose to be a man,
yes,
you'd be him.
You'd be him.
He
oh,
is
Jesus,
the fucking man.
He is the fucking man. Fair. I need to look him up.
He's the man.
Can I just Google him quickly? I need to look this guy
up.
No,
because it will ruin it. Because the opening scene, the opening 5 minutes to every episode are the actual...
Him doing push-ups.
No, it's the actual people who are being played in the film.
Oh,
in
it's
life.
A true story.
Yeah, it's a war film.
I knew it was war, but I knew it was a true story. Yeah. Okay, cool. That makes it even better.
Yeah.
Makes it even more interesting. So,
and they don't... What they do is at the start they have all the characters but the real life people talking. They never tell you which one is which until the last episode. It's fucking brilliant, mate.
Keeps you right on a knife's edge.
It does.
Cliffhangers so galore.
But yeah, so just so you know, he's the fucking man. He handles everything and everyone. I mean, there's one scene, I won't tell you because I don't want to ruin it, but like he's the man. Okay, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, he's the man. Got you.
And then the final one I chose was a female. Uma Thurman in Kill Bill.
Legend.
Because she kills the hell out of a terrifying but very sexy schoolgirl.
Yeah, she does.
The reason I looked her up
what
specifically...
What were you Googling?
No, the reason I specifically
what
looked
was your
her,
history?
Because what I thought was, like, that scene's epic and that girl is so iconic. Like, I throw student parties and there's always someone at Halloween who comes dressed up as that.
Well, I mean...
That, what?
I mean, it's a great outfit to choose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And girls like to wear sexy stuff on Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But what I was thinking was, am I all right to find her sexy or not? So what I did is I went and looked up how old she was when she wrote the film. Because I assumed she was much older.
That's horrible when that sort of thing happens, isn't it?
Yeah, but she is. She's actually my age.
Oh, phew.
And when she recorded the film...
She was 12. No,
she was 19.
God, is it that old? Is that how old it is now? Yeah, it's that old. It's like
2003.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That is old, isn't it?
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
Well, that is a hot selection you've just given me there. That is a very hot selection of good people. You've actually gone good because you could have gone like the boring ones like Batman. And like Spider-Man. Yeah. You've done a real fic.
You really tried to mug me for.
I did. I really wanted to sort of, mug you off more about the people you'd pick, but you've actually picked some very solid options, haven't you? Oh, very nice. Don't catch me off guard on that. You know, a week are, Andy.
I just showed him a picture of Nasir Chadley and he couldn't resist. Right. What we did is I chose some action heroes. He chose some villains and we set scenarios. Do you want me to set the scenarios first or do you want to go through your list?
Well, I actually need to go and get a prop quickly.
Mm.
Do you know what that means?
No.
You do know what that means, don't you?
Don't know.
I'll be right back, Andrew.
Ah, this is exciting. Chip's never got a prop before. He just walked into my kitchen. I assume he's going to pick up a big bag of Huel. But let's see.
Ooh,
no, he hasn't. He hasn't got the Huel, but he's got a glass.
Yeah.
He's going to do Bane, and I'm going to switch off this podcast. Because the only reason I agreed to, because I was originally going to do villains, the only reason I agreed to switch was that he would not do Bane. And I'm not having it.
Bane's not actually in here. I'm joking.
Well, don't you dare do a
this
Bane.
This is not.
Don't do it.
This is not for Bane.
Don't you fucking dare. Do it. I will press stop.
I will press charges.
And I will delete it.
Yeah.
I will delete the whole
honestly,
podcast.
No, I picked a few. Do you want me to go through who I picked?
Yes.
So this is one of our favourite ever people. Not even villains, just general.
Tom Hardy.
No. But Tom Hardy is in my list. But
good.
As
Bronson.
It's a character he plays, obviously.
Bronson.
Not Bronson, no. He's not really a villain, is he, Bronson?
No, I'd say he's a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero, isn't he? Now, I've got...
he's not really, is he?
I'll do Brickchop.
Yeah,
do you know what Nemesis means?
He's absolutely brilliant, isn't he? He's quality. I've been doing a bit of practicing with Brickchop. Because he's just brilliant, isn't he? He's so horrible, isn't he?
He is. He's brilliant. He's what's the quote about him? So beware of any man who owns a pig farm.
Pig farm, yeah. Pigs can cut through meat like butter.
Like butter.
Yeah.
He's got them ugly teeth.
He's horrible, isn't he? Isn't he? Yeah. An horrible cunt, me. That's better, isn't it?
That's better.
Yeah. An horrible cunt, me. Do you know what Nemesis means?
Oh, what is it? What these stands?
A Turkish, you don't want to be in my pocket, do you, boy?
Yeah. Now, I know you came here to open your safe.
Yeah, yeah. You don't like me, do you, boy? No thanks, Turkish. I'm sweet enough.
Well done. Well done. Today, Chip, you've done a brilliant accent.
I have.
Well done,
well,
mate.
Also, I'm not going to lie here. I think I might be the world's best at one of my... This is my favourite character of all time in cinema history.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I just feel like he's got the quotes which relate to my life.
Go on.
Davy Jones.
Ooh.
Do you know Davy Jones? Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh.
Do you fear our death?
Ah, I do know.
Do your sins feel punished? Join my crew and pass the judgment. 12 years amassed. Andrew DJ mixes on Instagram. That's not bad, is it?
That is good.
Now, but obviously...
You are excelling today, Chip.
But Davy Jones, I've actually picked situations and also jobs they could do instead.
A couple of minor jobs as
perfect.
Well.
Perfect. And another one I did... Actually, I've got two more. Freddy Krueger. Because
oh, nice.
He's thing is with Freddy Krueger, he's actually like fun at the films. He's like, isn't he?
Welcome to primetime, bitch.
Yeah, they're he's ridiculous.
Like, he's like, ha, 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 ha. He's just brilliant, isn't
doesn't
he?
Doesn't he punch his head off the side of a building?
Yeah, he's like, you've got the body, I've got the brains. And he just pulls his, and he like pulls his head apart, doesn't he? And his brain is just coming out. It's brilliant, isn't it?
It is good, yeah. It's got that comedy special.
That I'd love, it. I want to get the guy to do the voice for us, because imagine he was like,
welcome to the world of nonsense, bitch.
Oh,
that would
good.
Be sick,
that
wouldn't
would
it? We could
good.
Do that as an intro.
That would be good.
Do you want to watch it with me? And then obviously the last one I did was Brain.
I'm literally going to turn this off. Wait, I'll be back. I'm going to cool down. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Entertain everyone.
I'm going to cool down. All you need is a glass cup. Anyone can do Bane. All you need is a glass cup.
Maybe he's wondering why you shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
You can't deny that's not a good Bane.
I'm so cross.
You cannot deny that's good
I'm
Bane.
I'm so cross that you've done it.
I was born in the darkness.
I'm so cross.
The bomb is live. The bomb is mobile.
So that was mine, Andrew. So let's go through the scenarios.
Go on then. You do yours first.
So I thought, why don't we put Brickchop in a Chelsea flower show?
Well, I mean, that would just be perfect.
It would be perfect for Bricktop. Because you can imagine, like, Alan Titchmarsh being like, oh, hello, Bricktop. Welcome to Chelsea Flowers Show. And how's your patch? Like, listen here, Alan, you cunt. This is my patch. And I'm going to cut you up and make you into soil, son. You're fucking like that, sweetheart. He's like, this is a family show, Bricktop. Please, please, try and keep the language. Shut it, you prick. You can imagine him just doing that, can't you? Like,
so
like,
you, sorry, so what I thought you meant was a flower shop in Chelsea. You mean the Chelsea Flower Show?
I remember it's like, hello, I'm Alan Titchmarsh, right, and this year on Chelsea Flower Show, we've got Mr. Bricktop. It's just Bricktop, you cunt. Can you imagine that?
It would be top draw. Yeah.
It would be ridiculous.
But I do think there's a lot of horticulturists and people who work in the flower industry who are geezers.
Yeah, they are geezers.
Geezers.
Well, in Football Factory, he's a flower shop bloke as well, isn't he? Yeah. He's like, do you want some daffodils, darling? Yeah. You like your roses, do you, boy? You'd be so scared. You go down, right?
That'd be quality. You
go, if you did own a shower at flower shop, you go down to buy some roses for your mum or something, or whatever, or for your lady, and you'd just shit yourself, wouldn't you? You'd be like, how many roses you want, boy? And you'd be like, I don't have two. He's like, I have four. Okay, have six. How about, yeah, have all of them, all right? That'd be £400. You don't want to owe me, do you? Yeah, you don't want to owe me, do you? You would be like, yeah, here you go. He'd just give you one. That would be the scariest. But you would know he'd do the best roses, wouldn't you?
He would do the best roses.
Should have both. Yeah, exactly.
Talking of geezers, we're going to have a geezer on our podcast at one point, aren't we?
We are indeed. Smoochie.
Yes.
The goat. Yes, we are.
Who's actually currently filming for
Rise of Foot Shoulder, isn't he?
Yes,
he
the
is.
The newest Rise of the
Foot. I believe he's done it, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's finished.
That would be amazing. Yeah, he was going to be class. I mean, well, we can get him to come and do Bricktop because he could probably do.
Well, he sounds like Bricktop. Yeah. Doesn't need to do it.
Yeah.
He basically is Bricktop.
He basically is Bricktop, yeah. So I thought that would be.
That is quality, yeah. I could just imagine that. Alan Titchmarsh literally just like having a heart attack on live TV.
Oh, God, because he's Yorkshire, but he's posh, isn't he? He's a weird man. Yeah, and then Bricktop just like literally destroying him. But yeah, that would be the worst but best trip to the flower shop.
It would be terrifying.
Yeah, it would be terrifying.
It would be, yeah.
And then, obviously, I've got a few more, but did you want to do yours?
No. Give me them. Hit me with
them. And I know you hate Bane, right?
No, go on. You can do it.
But what about if Bane was a train conductor?
Ah, it would be nice. I'd like that.
I'd like that, but also I think people wouldn't understand what he was saying.
6:45 to Paddington, it's delayed by 5 minutes.
Oh, mate,
That would be sick, wouldn't it?
I'd miss my train.
And you'd miss, you would. And then you'd go up there and he'd be like,
you think you're in control of this situation?
And he'd just break your neck, wouldn't he?
But I think what would be great, what I'm imagining now is, you know, at Paddington, it's that massive arch of all the trains underneath.
Yes.
He'd have like a desk. He would. In view of everyone,
yes.
And he could just
he
see.
He would, literally, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Can I have your attention?
Yes.
Attention, please. Paddington is now alive. The time's alive. The time's a mobile.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
And if you got caught not buying a ticket, you have to go
and
see him.
You have to go and see Bane. Now, that would make people buy tickets,
I would buy two.
I would buy, yeah, just to be safe. You would not have an. You would definitely not go to Bane's office with an expired rail card, would you?
What would have happened to you?
Oh, yes, after Traingate.
Yeah.
Train gate. I would have been very much just. I would have paid an extra 100, whatever it was on top of that.
Well, once, you know, I actually got caught by the chief of all ticket officers, and he started filming me because I had an incorrect ticket on his chest camera.
Oh my God!
And it
that
was, I left there thinking this is pathetic.
Yeah,
especially because I'm not an aggressive.
Yeah,
person.
He's like, this person is trying to stab me. He's trying to stab me. Trying to punch me. He's already thrown several punches. 6 a.m. report. No tickets. No rail card. Thank you, please.
Imagine if that was Bane.
Oh my!
It would be a different story.
You would not need. He would not need the chest plate recorder, would he? He would just grab your neck, wouldn't he? Say,
expired, are we?
Please, Bane. Please. I forgot. I forgot.
You should have bought online. Train line is now 5% off, but the discount is unfortunate for you.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? You're literally just there listening to your thing. It's like, check it. Oh, that would be.
That is.
I'd love that, though. Obviously, I wouldn't want to be brutally murdered by Bane. I'd probably draw the line there, but I would enjoy. I enjoy him.
Because usually I hate the train inspectors, but if I was just watching Bane
golems,
go up and down.
Yes! Oh, he's so muster in that as well. I actually, have you seen the Bane? I mean, I went on a bit of a YouTube hole recently. I mean, I've been playing Slenderman as well, so but I went on went on a YouTube hole a few weekends ago, and I fell across the Bane workout plan. My word.
Oh, is it insane?
It's insane, yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane. I'm going to try it, though.
Yeah, okay.
Fail. Oh. But and then I did Davy Jones as a drug dealer. Do you fear meth? Do your teeth feel punished?
Yeah, but you don't want to scare off the feet.
Yeah, but he's like, I put it to you, £20 for 3 bags of methone. Yeah, I'd think he'd be a good drug dealer.
I think he'd scare them, though, wouldn't
he? Yeah, but it'd be great. He'd be like, come and try my drugs.
Oh, he'd be one of them drug dealers who lets the junkies live with him.
Yes.
In their abandoned
yes,
house.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Join my crew.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Crackheads.
Oh, I will serve. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Like, please, Davey, just one more bit of it, please. He's like, you've had too much, sir. Now you will go to the bottom of the pile.
Well, actually, in the film, isn't Gareth from The Office in Davy Jones's?
Crook, Mackenzie Crook.
Yeah,
and he's like that, you know. He's a bit of an idiot. He's that one, isn't he?
But he looks like a crackhead.
Yeah,
so
he's a crackhead. He's a crackhead. He's part of Davy Jones's crew.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. That would be genius, wouldn't it? Imagine that. He's just racking up Davy Jones, racking up lines with his tentacles, because that's what he'd do, wouldn't he? That would be. I think he'd be quite good at that.
He would. Yeah, I think you're right, because he'd recruit the. Fucking
the horriblest blokes ever. Thing is,
men.
That film is so brilliant because he'll just say anything and then it's all go, ah, ha, 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 ha. They laugh at anything. It's brilliant. He's like, well, it looks like you'll be walking the plank. And everyone's going, ah, ha, ha. He can say anything and they just laugh. It's brilliant.
Yeah, well, that's
the sort of audience I like.
When you've got complete control.
Oh, yeah, baby. Nothing, yeah. Oh, he is the commander.
When you're dishing out the smack, everyone's got yeah.
Exactly, like
everyone's got to be sucking you off.
You're the governor, Davy Jones. They love it.
You're the boss.
So I thought he'd be brilliant in that, and then I did, and then my other one I did. I just thought Freddy Krueger in an AA meeting.
Oh Jesus!
Well, like, just you know because they when they're always like, "Hello everybody, in welcome. We've got a new guy today. It's Freddy. Everyone say hey, Freddy.
It's Donald Trump.
Hi Freddy. Yeah, and then he's like, "Hi bitch." I've been drinking whiskey, bitch. Yeah. He just seems like he's always so aggressive, isn't he?
He's just on 100% of the time.
Literally, he's on it. I mean, I'd imagine he probably is a bit of an alcoholic, isn't he?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I just, that was my sort of go-to in that.
Hi, bitch.
Yeah. Hi, bitch. He's like, now, Freddy, we don't use that word here.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, bitch. Yeah. Oh, I do
imagine
the
conversation place. Between him and the alien from Men in
Black. Oh, that would be
hi, bitch! I've come here to get some sugar and water. I've come here to.
We don't do that here. It's only booze. Come on, get this bitch off!
Should we edit together a conversation?
Yes, that would be epic. We could do that for an Insta advert. Oh my god, imagine a convo between those two. It'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
I think I've forgotten it right here.
Oh, that guy's a joke, isn't he?
Oh lord.
So that was, yeah, that was my silly villains. Basically.
Yeah, very good. The Bane one in particular.
I told you you'd like it. I know one. You didn't want it, but I prepped it out because I thought it'd
yeah,
be fun.
It was good. That Bane one's good. Every time I go to Paddington, I'm going to be sad he's not there
exactly,
taking names
yeah.
now.
Andrew, don't forget your tickets. Open return only lasts on weekends. You're coming to see Mr. Bane.
They should do. I might actually write in and say, listen,
you should
employ
do
him.
It.
Yeah.
Tweet them and see if they reply.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Although I did a really pathetic thing. You know when like you like tweet, I was completely in the wrong for my train mishap.
Oh, completely you tweeted
in the wrong.
Them.
I was like utterly in the wrong. I thought, you know, I'm going to tweet them anyway and say I wasn't. And they just got back to me really brutally, just like, nope, you didn't have this, you didn't have that, dot. And I was like, shit, just got done out on Twitter. Deleted the whole conversation. I got mugged right off.
Delete.
Deservedly as well, deservedly.
Oh, crikey. Right, so I was thinking Uma Thurman from Kill Bill, you know, like she's very angry. She's got a bit of a vendetta. Angry, isn't she? Yeah. This is kind of similar to your one, but I thought that she would be absolutely terrible as someone, a volunteer handling the phones on a domestic abuse hotline.
Hello, it's our Darren. Every time he's had six Stellas, I become the human punch bag.
Fucking kill him. Yeah.
You know what to do. Get that tool out, girl.
There'd be murders everywhere.
Literally, wouldn't it? She's like, get a samurai sword and split him in half. He's like, no. I mean, he did it by accident. Kill him. Because, yeah, she just loves vengeance, doesn't she?
She does.
She loves it. She's
the queen of vengeance.
She thrives in the world of vengeance.
If she doesn't have blood spattered across her face, she's not happy.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not happy. So I thought that would be good for Uma Thurman. Captain Richard Winters, Band of Brothers.
I just keep laughing at that name now.
You won't when you've watched it. You won't when you've watched it. But anyway, just imagine, like, the most efficient and... like perfect military man you can ever imagine. He's just like the guy. He doesn't show away from anything. Gets it done. All the men respect him. And that
showers with his clothes on sort of bloke,
all that kind of shit. Like, there's no fucking around with him.
No fucking around.
Don't know about the showering with clothes on, but there's no
give
fucking
it a try
around.
Give it a try.
And I thought that he'd be a good contestant on any game show at all.
Oh yes.
Because he just fucking
welcome and we've got Mr. Winters. Mr. Winters, what are you doing in your spare time? What do you do to relax, Mr. Winters? Watch videos back of deaths.
So I thought he'd be good on Celebrity Juice, probably.
What, with what's his name? Keith. The most stupidest man ever. Our hero. He is Mr.
He's
Nonsense,
goat.
Isn't he?
Is
he is the goat of nonsense. You either love him or hate him. You love him or hate him, but he is the silliest man ever, isn't he?
So he'd be quality on that because he had
nothing to say. God, cheeky, wouldn't he? Yeah, oh, that would be amazing. Thing is, I like it sometimes when they do that, when you mix really silly with really, like, it's a massive contrast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Juxtaposition.
Sometimes
it's
it works.
Such a good juxtaposition, isn't it?
If the serious person can kind of get amongst it. If not, they get cross.
They get that even better, isn't it?
That is even better.
Keith Lemon would rub him out all sorts of ways,
wouldn't
he?
You wouldn't want Captain Richard Winters to get
cross. Is he good in hand-to-hand combat? Oh, he's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you really like this guy, don't you, Andy?
You've got
I've
to watch
never
it.
Seen Andrew.
You've got to watch
I've
it.
Never seen Andrew to be so fond of a human being like this.
You've got to watch it. The other ones, I thought there was two other ones he'd be brilliant on. The first one is Supermarket Sweep.
What, Dale Winton? Oh, hello!
He'd run around and he'd just get all the essentials.
Yeah. Medipacks, plasters.
Razor blades.
Razor blades, yes.
Tinned tuna.
A four-pack of fingered fudge.
No high-price items, just what
you
needed.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All under a tenner. Everything for a tenner.
And it would only be a tenth full. He'd only have a few things, but that's what he needed.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I didn't need anything else.
Pillowcases, that's the sort of thing I can imagine he'd get.
And the final one, just because he'd win it and no one's ever won it,
yeah.
Takeshi's Castle.
Oh, never been won. never been won that game. Never win.
Never win that game.
I've
never seen it happen.
Is it? Because someone said, oh, you know, you always get someone, oh, I've seen it. And, like, and they obviously just lie. They're liars. No one's ever won that game. I actually found a fact out the other day, sorry, ages ago. More people have been to the moon than have won Takeshi's Castle. That's fact.
Facts. Facts.
That is a fact. That is, if you don't believe me, look that up. More people have stepped foot on the moon, believe it or not, if you're into that sort of conspiracy, than people who've won Takeshi's Castle.
Brilliant.
Now that is a bit of trivia.
There we go.
That's hot trivia now.
That is.
And people say that you don't learn anything on this show.
We could call it the fact show.
Yeah, we can. Fact. But yeah, that is how
World
hard
of
that
facts.
Is. It's so stupid because you're getting these sort of like RoboCop guys at the end, aren't you? Like, you've got
never
to squirt the
win.
Water and bake their little... What never a game show, by the way, that is. That
brilliant.
Is genius. That is like my brain. Because Takeshi's Castle is what goes on in my head every day, pretty much.
Imagine we could actually go and do it.
Oh, mate, I'd love to do that.
Imagine that could be our podcast outing.
That would be unbelievable.
I've heard it's in... They've got...
It's Craig Charles as well, isn't it? That sort of presents it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because his voiceover is brilliant.
Yeah, he's quality.
He's great.
There's a similar thing, Wipeout. And you can actually pay to do Wipeout.
Yeah, you can do it. Someone told me the other day you can go and do it in... I think you can do it like round London somewhere. Or like a little bit out of London.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you can do it.
We should definitely
do
that.
You can do the, like, you know, the one that... the big red bouncy balls, that one.
Yeah.
What is that called, Wipeout?
Yeah, Wipeout. I'm sure it's called Wipeout.
Is it Wipeout?
Wipeout.
Wipeout. This week on Wipeout.
Wipeout.
Yeah. Do you want to get wiped out? Get some big bouncy balls. That is so fun. Yeah, it is. And it's the guy from Top Gear that presents it, isn't it?
Yes, small man.
Small man.
Almost died.
Small man, almost died. Small man. He's got really small hands, isn't he? He's got a tiny head. What's his name? Richard.
Hammond.
Hammond. Richard Hammond.
Yeah.
Richard Hammond, Richard, that's it. Yeah, because Richard the Handman. Yeah. Hello, small man. Open, welcome, small man. Come on inside.
Right, so the next one I had was Ryan Gosling in Driver.
Oh, in anything.
And I thought...
in a thong bikini.
Because he's a sex symbol in that film. And he's desperately cool. Could he still pull it off if he was working behind the counter in Millets? Oh. or any other camping wear shop?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? I think he would become the hot guy that works at Millets, though, wouldn't he?
You think he'd be shagging all the Ramblers?
Oh, 100%, mate. He'd be shagging Ramblers like it'd gone out of fashion. We had an episode...
But are there ones?
We talked about this a few podcasts back, didn't we? That guy from Reddit who really wanted to sort of have sex with Ramblers, didn't he?
Yeah,
he'd get it.
So do you reckon Ramblers are freaky?
Yeah, freaky, baby! They'd be like, oh my God, Ryan, put that fleece on again! Put that multi-packed durable gilet on for me, Ryan. Oh yeah.
You'd never believe it because I was out climbing and then I just saw Ryan Gosling. Yeah. He had nothing but a pair of boots on and he shagged me. He shagged me good and proper.
He did. He rearranged all my tents. Oh, my tent poles in. Oh yeah. That and me insides. I think that's what would happen though. He would be like the sex rambler. Ryan Gosling in the sex rambler.
Hey, I'm just hiking out here, man. But if you want to have sex and stuff, we can do that too.
Yeah, I've got two more. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be good as the caretaker or the man with the keys.
At your school, who did the...
No, not that one. Just anywhere that's cool. So I was thinking... like Madame Tussauds, Wembley, the Babe Station Studios.
Oh.
Just because if you were his mate and he was the guy with the keys, you could go, Rob, let's have a go, shall we? Let's do it.
He would be that guy, wouldn't he?
Because he'd be like, janitor. Fuck it, he can't resist the concept of having a good time.
Down the janitor. Spin out the down the janitor. The janitor. Ah, this week on The Janitor with Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, he's the sort of bloke who has the keys to everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah, and he would use them for bad.
Yes, he would use them for bad use. 100%. Yeah,
so like you'd be doing headers and volleys on the main pitch at Wembley.
Yeah, 100%.
Big party at Madame Tussauds. You'd be peeping in Babe Station Studios.
Peeping Tom, we've all done it.
So I just feel like he'd be the perfect man because... I mean, he should never get through the interview process to be allowed to have the keys.
No.
Once he gets in there, you're in for a good time.
Because he came from quite a dark background, didn't he? He's gone through quite a lot of stuff. If you look him up.
Oh yeah, heavy drug addiction.
Yeah. He's like the sort of really cool dad, isn't he?
Big party man.
He's like a proper cool dad, isn't he?
Mm.
He would be like the ultimate cool dad. My dad's the janitor, aka Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
aka the holder of all keys.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's Iron Man.
He is Iron Man. Exactly.
That's what I thought for him. Denzel Washington, which we chose, remember. Because...
Bust that nut!
don't ruin him. Don't ruin one of the coolest guys of all time.
He is so cool. I'm trying to think of his voice again. It's quite a hard voice to. I'm going to learn him for next week.
Learn him.
So I've been trying to do Welsh, haven't I? It's got a lot better. That's not bad, is it? Welsh, it was terrible a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I know it's not still perfect, but I've been trying, I've been practicing.
No, I think that's very good.
That's not too bad, is it?
Wait, that's 1, 2, 3 incredible accents you've done.
I did a lot of practicing this week because I let,
can tell.
Andy, I let you down.
You did let me down.
I let you down. I let our listeners down. The worst of all, I let myself down.
You did. And what I'm going to not do, because you've done some great accents, you've clearly prepared. I'm not going to ask you to do Tupac this week because I feel like you've done enough.
Yes, thank you. I'm not going to lie, Tupac is very hard.
Yes. Well,
very hard.
I'll tell you what, next week we'll have a Tupac battle, versus you.
Okay, bring it on.
Yeah.
Because I think you've got a few up your sleeve as well, haven't you?
I could probably do them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I do a bit of preparation.
Exactly.
I could do Tupac. So I thought Denzel Washington, because I chose him because he's always shagging sexy women.
Yeah, legend.
I thought
if, legend.
If he could to put him as a volunteer.
Wonder what that's like.
I thought it'd be good to put him as a volunteer at an old people's home.
Oh yes.
Because there's no one sexy to shag there.
Yeah, and he would just be telling them all about his escapades, wouldn't he?
And they'd be going, oh, Denzel.
Denzel, yeah. He'd be like, hey, I'll take you upstairs. You want later, lovely? He would, wouldn't he? He'd be like, I'm going to take up both of you and bust a nut.
Why do you keep talking about busting
I don't know. For some reason, Denzel. I remember hearing that once and just pissing myself.
Not from Denzel.
Because it's not an English. Busting a nut isn't a very English. It's American, isn't it?
It's an American
term. It's an American term, isn't it? And I just think that's such a funny term.
Yeah, I got my nut, so.
Yeah. I got my nut on. Yeah. I got my nut. That's what it's from.
Unforgivable.
Unforgivable. Yeah.
The greatest comedy miniseries of all time.
That isn't it, yeah. I put on a tent. I got my nut.
I got no change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm having waffle fries. Yeah, that is ridiculous. That is such a good
video. If you haven't watched that, type in Unforgivable on YouTube. And you'll see a black and white, or a series of black and white videos.
Brilliant.
With a black guy
in a wood.
And he's just doing a monologue in the woods.
It's amazing.
Unbelievably, astonishingly funny.
Yeah, unbelievable, unforgivable.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Particularly for how old it is.
Yeah.
And I assume...
I'd say it's timeless.
I reckon it is. I was going to say, I assume it hasn't lost any of its edge.
No, definitely not. It's brilliant.
Even in 2021.
Even in the year we are in now.
And I first watched that, how old am I now? 15 years ago.
Mad, isn't it? That's when YouTube was like, just started, wasn't it?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It
was probably viral back then, actually, with like 23,000 views.
Yeah, that was viral. Yeah. I mean, that's 23,000 more views than any of my videos have got.
Yeah. Not mine, actually. Don't want to brag.
Oh, God.
Yes, that was what I didn't really have one for Nicolas Cage. Because I feel like...
I think you could do any situation, Nicolas
Cage.
It's
already hilarious, like, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like you could put him anywhere and he would do a job.
Mm.
He would deliver, wouldn't he?
He would deliver.
He's like the postman, always delivers. I really enjoyed your choice, actually. And I was quite surprised with a few of them. Were you surprised with a few of mine?
I was, yeah. Not the Bane one. I knew that was coming.
You knew that was coming, don't lie.
I knew that was coming. But yeah, I thought that was a solid bunch of selections.
That was. And I also want to tell everybody that we've got a new section coming, haven't we, next week? Next week we do, which we're in...
For the first time ever, Andy has a section.
Yes, exactly. Well, Andy did have a section, but we stopped it in the end, didn't we?
Which one was that?
We had Andrew's Complaint of the Week. Did that ever make it live?
Never made it live.
Andrew's Complaint of the Week.
Yeah, it was a
great
good jingle, but never made it live.
No. So also that means as well, which everyone loves, it means there'll be another jingle for you all.
Mm.
Which I've been thinking of a few.
Actually, yeah, we haven't recorded yet.
No, we haven't. So that's something to look forward to.
That is exciting.
That is very exciting.
We're going to record it right now.
We are.
As soon as it's finished. Yes,
100%.
In the meantime, please do join us.
Oh, join us.
In the hilarity by... sharing some Russell Hobbs.
Indulge. Yes, indulge in our nonsense.
Yes.
Explore your own nonsense by coming into our nonsense.
For example, say you happen to turn the TV on and Con Air's on. Let us know about
it. Yeah, exactly. Send us in your silliness and we can spread it quite literally all over the place.
Right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, boys and girls.
Bye.